जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి గోర్ ప్రేమనందే రీడింగ్ ఓకే యా ఇస్ ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఇంజనీర్ ఓకే మైక్స్ ఆర్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఇంజనీర్స్ నాట్ మెకానికల్ ఇంజనీర్స్ ఓకే లెట్స్ స్టార్ట్ ద క్లాస్ విత్ మంగళాచరణ్ ఎల్ చాంట్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాతమృత ద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహుర్హో రసికా భువి భావుకాః నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అబద్ధేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీశుక ఉచ నాభాగో నాగపత్యం నాభాగో నాగపత్యం యం తతం భ్రాతర కవిం యం తతం భ్రాతర కవిం యవిష్టం వ్యభజన్ దాయం యవిష్టం వ్యభజన్ ధ్యాయం బ్రహ్మచారినామాగతం బ్రహ్మచారినమాగతం శ్రీశుక ఉచ నాభాగో నాగపత్యం యం తతం భ్రాతర కవిం యవిష్టం వ్యభజన్ ధ్యాయం బ్రహ్మచారినమాగతం శ్రీశుక ఉచ నాభాగో నాగపత్యం యం తతం భ్రాతర కవిం యవిష్టం వ్యభజన్ దాయం బ్రహ్మచరినామాగతం ఉచ నభాగో నభగాపత్యం శ్రీశుక ఉచ నాభాగో నభగాపత్యం యం తతం భ్రాతర కవిం యవిష్టం వ్యభజన్ ధ్యాయం బ్రహ్మచారినమాగతం శ్రీశుక ఉచ నాభాగో నాగపత్యం Yam tatam bhatarat kavim Yavishtam vyabajanyayam Brahmacharinamagatam. Mataji. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Nabhago nabhagapatyam Yam tatam bhratarakavim Yavishtam vyabajanyayam Brahmacharinamagatam. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Nabhago nabhagapatyam Yam tatam bhratarakavim Yavishtam vyajanyayam Brahmacharinamagatam. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Yam, unto whom? Tatam, the father. Bhrataraha, the elder brothers. Kavim, the learned. Yavishtam, the youngest. Vyabhajan, divided. Dayam, the property. Brahmacharinam, having accepted the life of a brahmachari perpetually. Naishtika, agatam, returned. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhayacharananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami said, the son of Nabhaga, named Nabhaga, lived for a long time at the place of the spiritual master. Therefore, his brothers thought that he was not going to become a grihastha and would not return. Consequently, without providing a share for him, they divided the property of their father among themselves. When Nabhaga returned from the place of his spiritual master, they gave him their father as his share. Purport. There are two kinds of brahmacharis. One may return home, marry and become a householder, whereas the other, known as Brihatvrata, takes the vow to remain a brahmachari perpetually. Brahmachari does not return from the place of the spiritual master. He stays there and later he directly takes sannyasa. Because Nabhaga did not return from the place of his spiritual master, his brothers thought that he had taken Brihatvrata Brahmacharya. Therefore, they did not preserve his share. And when he returned, they gave him their father as his share. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Sapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమో విష్ణుదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ బుద్ధి శ్రీమతి జీవతాకస్వామి నిత్యనామినే నమచరిపదాయని తగ్గిపాపదాయని గౌరకృత దామదాయ నగర గ్రామతారిణి ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీ గురుం దినతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం కథాంచన స్మృతే యస్మిన్ దుష్కరం సుకరం భవేత్ విస్మృతే విపరీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్య నమామితం. ఓకే, సిన్స్ వీఆర్ స్టార్టింగ్ ద చాప్టర్ దర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ సమ్మరీ విచ్ వీ డిడ్ నాట్ రీడ్. ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ ద చాప్టర్ సమ్మరీ నౌ. This chapter describes the history of Nabhaga, the son and of his son Nabhaga and of Maharaja Ambarisha. The son of Manu was Nabhaga and his son was Nabhaga. Lived for many years in the Gurukula. In Nabhaga's absence, his brothers did not consider his share of the kingdom but divided the property amongst themselves. When Nabhaga returned home, his brothers bestowed upon him their father as his share. But when Nabhaga went to his father and told him about the dealings of the brothers, his father informed him that this was cheating, and he advised that for his livelihood he should go to the sacrificial arena and describe 2 mantras to be chanted there. Nabhaga executed the order of his father, and thus Angira and other great saintly persons gave him all the money collected in that sacrifice. To test Nabhaga, Lord Shiva challenged his claim to the wealth. But when Lord Shiva was satisfied with Nabhaga's behavior, Lord Shiva offered him all the riches. From Nabhaga was born Ambarisha, the most powerful and celebrated devotee. Maharaja Ambarisha was the emperor of the entire world. But he considered his opulence temporary. Indeed, knowing that such material opulence is the cause of downfall into conditional life, he was unattached to his opulence. He engaged his senses and mind in the service of the Lord. This process is called Yukta Vairagya or feasible renunciation, which is quite suitable for the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Maharaja Ambarisha, as the emperor, was immensely opulent, he performed devotional service with great opulence, and therefore, despite his wealth, he had no attachment to his wife, children, or kingdom. He constantly engaged his senses and mind in the service of the Lord. Therefore, to say nothing of enjoying material opulence, he never desired even liberation. Once Maharaj Ambarisha was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavana, observing the vow of Dwadasi. On Dwadasi, the day after Ekadashi, when he was about to break his fast, the great mystic yogi Durvasa appeared in his house and became his guest. The King Ambarisha respectfully received Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni, after accepting his invitation to eat there, went to bath in the Yamuna river at noontime. Because he was absorbed in samadhi, he did not come back very soon. Maharaja Ambarisha, however, upon seeing that the time to break the fast was passing, drank a little water in accordance to the advice of the learned brahmanas, just to observe the formality of breaking the fast. By mystic power, Durvasa Muni could understand that this had happened, and he was very angry. When he returned, he began to chastise Maharaja Ambarisha, and he was not satisfied. Finally, he created from his hair a demon appearing like the fire of death. the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the protector of his devotees, and to protect Maharaja Ambarisha, he sent his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, which immediately vanquished the fiery demon and then pursued Durvasa, who was envious of Maharaja Ambarisha. Durvasa fled to Brahmaloka, Shivaloka and all the other higher planets, but he could not protect himself from the wrath of Sudarshan Chakra. Finally, he went to the spiritual world and surrendered to Lord Narayana. But Lord Narayana could not excuse a person who had offended a Vaishnava. To be excused from such an offense, one must submit to the Vaishnava who he has offended. There is no other way to be excused. Thus, Lord Narayana advised Durvasa to return to Maharaja Ambarisha and beg his pardon. So, this is what we are going to see in this chapter, this wonderful pastime of Maharaja Ambarish with Durvasa Muni. Of course, he is going to take this whole chapter to cover this entire pastime. And in today's purport, Prabhupada is explaining about Brahmacharya. So, in Bhagavatam, in the third canto, it is described that there are four type of brahmacharis, and each type of brahmachari has a specific name, like Savitra, Prajapatya, Brahma and Brihat. So brahmachari means that he has, all these four type of brahmacharis, they are quite unique in the way they practice brahmacharya. So a Savitra brahmachari means that he accepts the Brahman thread and for 3 nights he practices celibacy. After that he can take up a wife. A Prajapatya Brahmachari is actually a married man, and he approaches his wife only once in a year, and that too for the purpose of having children. So when a married man lives like this, he is called as Prajapatya Brahmachari. So he is a proper Brahmachari, even though he is married. And then there is Brahma, which means that a person has to read his portion of the Vedas. Previously, it is seen in Bhagavatam that the Vedas were divided into different portions and they were all allocated to different rishis. And these rishis have their parampara and their school. And then there is Rig Veda Padashala, there is Yajurveda Padashala, there is Samaveda Padashala, like this. So, even in my hometown, till now, we have Rig Veda Padashala and Yajurveda Padashala, where small boys, they get into this Padashala. And they actually are taught the specific branch of Vedas which they come from. So then they master that particular portion of the Vedas and they keep Brahmacharya till they master the particular portion of the Vedas. And that is called Brahma Brahmachari. And then there is Brihat Brahmachari, which means that he remains Brahmachari for life. He just remains in the ashram of the spiritual master. He remains Brahmachari for life. And then it's called Naishtika Brahmachari also. And then he takes sannyas and then he himself becomes a spiritual master. Of course, anybody who is qualified in the science of Krishna can become a spiritual master. It's nicely explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kibapra, kibanyasi, shudrakena haya. So, it's not that only Brahmachari becomes a spiritual master. Anybody can become a spiritual master. So, but it's natural for Naishtika Brahmachari to actually progress like that. So, this is the system of Brahmacharya. Prabhupada explains that Naishtika Brahmachari. Just doesn't go there. Okay, so Prabhupada explains two type of brahmacharis here. The one is Naishthika brahmachari, and then this is the brahmachari who returns back and then he gets married. So all the other three types, they get married, like Savitra, Prajapatya and Brahma, they can get married. So only the Brihat brahmachari or Naishthika brahmachari doesn't get married. So all these different elaborate systems of rules and regulations are there in Varnashrama for different people to live their life peacefully. Atapumbir dujashreshta varnashrama vibhagashah shvanashtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. So the whole Brahma, this whole system of varnashrama is simply there so that you can use your inclination, guna and karma, and you can get enough time to peacefully practice your swadharma in such a way that you can focus on Krishna consciousness. That's the whole point. And if you don't focus on Krishna consciousness, all this doesn't have so much meaning. At the best, it is in mode of goodness, and at the worst, it is in mode of ignorance. And practically, it is just a mixture of mode of goodness and mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Like we are going to see in the case of Durvasa, a great sage, a great mystic. He can travel to different planets. He can even enter the spiritual world and come back. He can do so many things. He is a perfected mystic. But he himself becomes subjected to these three modes. He becomes so easily angry, and then he does so many things, and then his curse is supposed to be irrevocable. The curse of a brahmana is supposed to be irrevocable. But then it's a rare case where devotional service acts as a shield against the curse of a brahmana. In fact, that's the question of Parikshit Maharaj, that how can the curse of a brahmana be nullified? I never heard something like this. So can you explain to me more? So this is what he is going to say. So ultimately, what makes sense is Krishna consciousness. And if there is no Krishna consciousness, nothing makes sense. Bhagavatam in the very beginning says, Tektva swadharmam charanambujam harer bhajan apakvo atapate tato yati yatra kvava bhadram abuddhamushyakim kovarta arto abhajatam swadharmataha. So you can be very expert brahmachari, or you can be very expert grahastha, very expert vanaprastha, or very expert sannyasi, or brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, anyone position in these eight positions of varnashrama, but if one is not a devotee, what is the use? Kovarta arto abhajatam swadharmataha. Expertise in practicing swadharma, what use it has got if one is not practicing Krishna consciousness? At the same time, tektva swadharmam charanambujam harer, that one gives up one swadharma and then he simply surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhajan apakva, he didn't become great devotee, he didn't become Mahabhagavata, is apakva. Apakva means that he just started Krishna consciousness, he didn't even progress very well. He has his problems in Krishna consciousness, so many anarthas, struggling. It's called bhajan apakva, apakva bhajan. It's not fully mature. But still, even he falls down, atapatet, so he falls down. Because his Krishna consciousness is not mature, he falls down. But what is his loss? Atapatet tato yadi, what is his loss? He has no loss. He has no loss. Because he is a devotee. And Krishna says, Neha vikramanasosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. That even if you make little progress in this path of Krishna consciousness, then one gets the great advantage of trying the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness further. So the scripture is factually encouraging, and it is showing us that without Krishna consciousness, there is no meaning to whatever in this world, whatever facility in this world. There is no meaning to these facilities in this world without Krishna consciousness. In fact, if you look at these facilities of this world, which is the facility of Varnashrama in a civilized society, that's the facility that you have Varnashrama, a Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, the Shudra, each of them have their duties, and there is Brahmachari, there is Grahastha, there is Vanprastha, there is Sannyasi, each of them have their duties. And they are all nicely cooperating, and the society is very peaceful. There is a lot of development taking place, there are a lot of social projects taking place, and everyone is prospering. Everything is nice.
but useless if there is no Krishna consciousness. So that's in the very beginning Bhagavatam establishes this, that if you don't have Krishna consciousness, whatever nice social arrangement you have, nice facility you have, is simply Maya. So it's not about having a nice facility, or it's not about rejecting that nice facility. It's two extremes. Like the karmis want to have nice facility, the jnanis want to reject nice facility, the yogis want to control the entire facility. It's all about this. These three people are like this. That's why Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Sakali, Ashanta. Everybody has some agenda of control. Sakali, Ashanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ataiva Shanta. Why? Krishna Bhakta simply knows that everything is simply meant for Krishna. The entire facility is meant for Krishna. So he simply uses the facility in Krishna consciousness. So that's the key. You have a facility, use it in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says that it's called it as feasible renunciation or Yukta Vairagya in the introduction. It says, or feasible renunciation. Anyway, Yukta Vairagya is a very complex principle. We don't know if you have time to get into the Yukta Vairagya. But having said all these things, then what is the position of Varnashrama? That's also to be understood. So Varnashrama is useless, we'll throw it. That Tektva Swadharnam Charanambujam Harer. Okay, said, like my wife, sometimes I tell her that can you please get me a glass of water? And then she's very busy. She says, no, I'm busy, you just go and get yourself. Then I tease her, what kind of wife you are? You don't listen to your husband. And you think you're a good wife. Then she says, Tektva Swadharmam Charanambujam Harer. Bhajan apako atapate tato yadi. Finished. Now, don't worry. I am devotee. Translation. I just gave the translation in the whole lecture. If you see, Tektva Swadharma means you give up your Swadharma. But you be a devotee, then even if you don't follow your Swadharma, it's all right. So my wife is saying, even if you say that I am not a good wife, it's all right. I am a devotee. Like that, okay. Anyway, it's a private joke between us. Okay. when you become old, these things don't become private anymore. Okay. So like that, it's a very important point that see Krishna consciousness should be there. So what is the position of Varnashrama? That's what I was coming to. So what is the position of Varnashrama? So do we require Varnashrama or not? There's eternal debate going on. Do we require Varnashrama or not? You keep debating. Then someone says, no, you require. Someone says, no, you don't require. Someone says, women have to be free. Someone says, women have to follow Shastra. And then, you know, everybody like is daggers with each other, trying to fight and that and this. And so we have to become peaceful. Understand everything in context. So the first principle is to become Krishna conscious. If you're not Krishna conscious, then everything else is useless. That's the first principle. You become Krishna conscious. That you somehow or other you put your mind in Krishna. This is the first principle. You become Krishna conscious. But then the next principle is that in order to become Krishna conscious, you have to follow the Acharya. Without following the Acharya, there is no question of becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna is saying in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. So there is a tattvadarshi, there is a jnani, he has seen everything. He knows everything, he knows Krishna. He knows how to utilize every facility of this material world in the service of Krishna. That's Yukta Vairagya. The secret of knowing how to utilize every facility in the service of Krishna and still remain completely unattached. This is called Yukta Vairagya. So he knows that. He knows that secret. So he can teach it. He can actually make Krishna conscious practical for us in this time and age. That's what Prabhupada is for us. He is the Acharya who has made Krishna consciousness practical for us in this time and age, with all the complexities we have in this age, with all the problems we have in this age. Kali Yuga, full of problems. Kaler dosha nide rajan, astihi eko mahan gunaha, kitana devam krishnasya, mukta sangha param brajet. So, how to do this mukta sangha and the param brajet? How to actually become detached from this material world and experience the taste of Krishna consciousness? Within this Kali Yuga, within all the different doshas we have, dosha nide rajan, dosha nidhi means treasury or a storehouse. And this is dosha nidhi, that is a storehouse of all faults, Kali. So many faults, very easy to find fault with everyone. That's why everyone is busy finding fault with the other person. So easy to find fault. And nobody tries to find fault with themselves. It's also very easy, but it's difficult. So we leave the job to others. Let others find fault with ourselves. Let's just be busy finding fault with others. So it's a compliment for each other. In a devotee community, when devotees find fault with each other, they're actually helping each other. It's a compliment for each other. Okay, you have full of faults. Oh, thank you. You're also full of faults. Okay, thank you. So like this. Of course, I'm joking. Don't find fault with anyone. The whole point of this chapter is don't try to find fault. Okay, so that's the whole thing. Yeah. So then you have to practice Krishna consciousness properly in this time and age. So that's why Acharya is there. In every age, every time, the Acharya comes, and then he gives a system that okay, you practice Krishna consciousness like this. That's why we are singing Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Kya. That you put in your consciousness the instructions of the spiritual master, the Acharya, you put it. Then you can easily follow. If you don't put it in your mind, if you don't put it in your consciousness, don't take it seriously, very difficult to follow. So then we see that how Prabhupada wanted us to practice Krishna consciousness peacefully, in a nice way. Then you see Varnashrama fits in. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to practice Krishna consciousness very easily in a nice way. Then you see Varnashrama fits in. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically took sannyas. It's a Varnashrama position. If you don't require Varnashrama, there's no need to take sannyas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He had a wonderful wife. He had good mother. He had excellent situation. He had good friends. He was very nicely situated. But in order for people to take him seriously, he thought sannyas is required. I have to take sannyas. This nice shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't remember the shloka, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, not Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Prabhu says that I actually came to give a medicine, but this medicine has become the cause of the disease. So I need to do some correction. So when he says this, then immediately Nityananda Prabhu understands, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas. He's not going to stay at home. So like that he took sannyas. And when he took sannyas, it's not that he just took the vesha and then he was doing whatever he want. He was so strict. He would not allow anyone to actually, any women to come near him, even to offer obeisance. They were supposed to offer obeisance from distance. There's only one instance in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a husband and wife come near him in Puri. And then everyone is surprised. They're like, no, what's this? This lady is coming near him. So you're so strict maintaining the vows of sannyas. So he's showing something to us. And Chota Haridas, the famous pastime is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, he cannot do anything. I cannot excuse him. Finished. And then you have Prabhupada's statement. So you see Chota Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, he falls down. I cannot excuse him. And that also very minor offense considering what happens in Kali Yuga now. Very minor offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I cannot excuse. And then he commits suicide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is okay. He says, okay. He says, commit suicide. Then he comes back and then he sings for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's all fine. Now you have that pastime and then you have Prabhupada's purport in Gajendra Moksha. Where Prabhupada really writes, okay, if you cannot maintain sannyas, it's fine. You become a grihastha. Fight maya from your position of strength. That's an adjustment Prabhupada is making. He's not saying, oh, you have to commit suicide. So the acharya knows what to adjust, what not to adjust. What should be followed and what need not be followed. What is a principle? What is a detail? How to adjust a detail and how to apply a principle? So that's the job of an acharya. He comes and does it as a service. So that we can peacefully practice Krishna consciousness. So then when we start looking at Prabhupada's purports from that angle, that how should be brahmachari, how should be a grihastha, how should be a sannyasi, how should be brahmana, how should be a kshatriya, how should be a vaishya, how should be a shudra, then we get a treasure trove of information of what Prabhupada expects as standard for practicing Krishna consciousness peacefully in Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada's purports, they are the gold standard. He said, my books will be law books for the next 10,000 years. So he sets his gold standard in the purports. So then, as a movement, we have to accept that as standard. We may be there, we may not be there, we may still be struggling. That's all right. But at least we should clearly accept that this is the standard and this is what is right. This is the first step. Instead of debating with our intelligence, oh, it should be like this or it should not be like this, it should be like this, it should not be like this. Nicely study Prabhupada's books, put your mind, put your intelligence, and accept those standards. This is what Prabhupada is saying. That brahmachari should be like this, grihastha should be like this, vanprastha should be like this, sannyasi should be like this, men should be like this, women should be like this. When we accept it, that's the first step. That we have accepted what the acharya is saying. Which means that the first step of surrender, anukulyasya sankalpaha. And then comes the next step, which is pratikulyasya varjanam. Then there's one more acharya, Mr. Mind. He's our eternal acharya. So whatever our acharya, Mr. Mind, is telling us that this is good for you, then we have to reject it. You have to do pratikulyasya varjanam. You have to reject it. Mr. Mind, thank you very much. You have been successful in keeping me in this material world for time immemorial. Now, I want to take you out of this material world. I want to do some service back to you. So then reject the demands of the mind. The mind's demands. Vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaro pasta vegam. Reject the demands of the mind. So this way we can clearly understand how to practice Krishna consciousness peacefully in our situation according to our inclination. Till we get purified of those inclinations, and then we can come to a stage where hopefully we can chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in the mood that I am neither Brahmana, I am neither Vaishya, I am not Grihastha, I am not Sannyasi, I am not this, I am not that, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. And what am I? I am simply the servant of the servant of servant of the devotees. Dasa dasanu dasaha. at some point we can hope that we can come to this stage. But if you're still debating on bodily platform, how can you say this to me? How can you say that to me? I don't agree with this. I don't agree with. Of course, we can debate. No one can stop us from debating. We can keep debating. Okay. But Shastra says, be satisfied. That's the first thing. Materially be satisfied. And focus on Acharya's instruction. How to apply it? Gurumukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kuryakya. Why? It has the potency. Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasha Jayate. It has the inbuilt potency to remove the ignorance. So, different facilities are there. Varnashrama is a good facility. Even though it's not like, you know, without Varnashrama we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. Bhakti is supposed to be ahaituki apratihata. So nothing can stop bhakti. Which also means the presence of Varnashrama cannot stop bhakti. It's not that nothing can stop bhakti means then we should throw Varnashrama out of the window. Oh, we have to throw it out of the window. No, it's not like that. The presence or absence of Varnashrama doesn't stop bhakti. As much as the absence of Varnashrama doesn't stop bhakti, the presence of Varnashrama also doesn't stop bhakti. So now, it's only about what we understand from the Acharya. What is his desire? And we can clearly see that Prabhupada wanted certain system of society's governance to be set up. He made Brahmacharya Ashram. He made Brahmacharini Ashram. He told all his female disciples to get married. He wanted all his grihasthas to be responsible. The few days back, we are giving Krishna Conscious Grihasthashrama seminar in Delhi. Me and my wife. So we are reading Prabhupada's instructions. Very clearly Prabhupada is saying that if you get married, then don't get separated, don't divorce, just stick to one wife, be happy, stick to one husband, be happy. Again and again, Prabhupada is saying. So different instructions Prabhupada is giving for men, for women, how to become peaceful in their material situation so that they can practice Krishna consciousness happily. That's the whole point. We have to accept the intelligence of the Acharya. And when you accept it, when you bring an end to all the debate of whether what Prabhupada says is right or wrong, and change the entire direction of the debate to how to implement what Prabhupada says, that's a very healthy debate to have. How to implement what Prabhupada says. It's not that there should not be any research. It's not that there should not be any debate. In a Brahminical society, there should be research and debate. But research should not be whether it is right or wrong. The research should simply be how to do it. Like Krishna says in Bhagavatam. Do research. Do research to prove how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not whether or not Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that, we should have a direction to our research. We should have a direction to our debate. We can have a lot of debate. We can have a lot of research. And then everything will be fine. So that's a very important thing which we need to understand when we actually practice Krishna consciousness. That every facility, every aspect of this material world, how to simply utilize it properly in Krishna consciousness. And how to utilize it properly simply means how to utilize it according to the instruction of the Acharya. Not according to what is proper and what is improper of our Mr. Mind. Simply that. If you accept it, it's a good first step. And then, from there, we can progress. Okay, we'll stop here. See in comments, questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu, actually, everybody knows, you know, in the after the Dwapara Yuga, you know, the Lord Krishna has delivered the Bhagavad Gita very clearly for the future generations. But in between, there are so many sampradayas have arisen. Because that is, you know, little bit Sanatana Dharma, it's in different people, different acharyas, they are following it. Because the Sanatana Dharma is one. Any sampradayas, but why so many Sanatana Dharmas, sampradayas come in between? And people also getting a lot of confusion. Suppose somebody says, you know, my acharya is great, and somebody said, my acharya, but everybody's acharya's greatness is only from the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam only. So can you please let me, though I'm a wretched person and got a doubt, little bit.
So when we say so many sampradayas, I hope that you mean the Vaishnava sampradayas, the four Vaishnava sampradayas. Because otherwise, there are so many apasampradayas. And they are all bogus. And they can say, like there was one fellow called Ram Rahim Baba in Haryana. Okay. And that fellow, he has his residence called Gufa, which means a cave. Okay. When the police raided it, it was better than a 5-star hotel. And then he has great affinity for maintaining Brahmacharini ashram. And from the Brahmacharini ashram, he has an underground passage to his ashram. And you know what goes on after that. So like that, there are rascals. We don't call them sampradayas. We call them as upper sampradayas. They're simply rascals. All these fellows. Simply to cheat people in the name of God and then have some sex life. There can be very attractive rascals. There can be very unattractive rascals. Okay. We're not concerned with them. And many people are there. And millions of people follow them also. They go and follow them, fall at their feet. They think they are great. Anyway, they are not considered as sampradayas. So I am not going to deal with them. They are all rascals. They are all going to hell. And their followers are also going to hell. So we don't have to worry about them. They are pakka kaliyuga rascal acharyas. Okay. So we are not going to talk about them. We simply focus on the four sampradayas, which is like proper Vaishnava sampradayas. All the acharyas are glorious. Like Ramanuja. Okay. He had many spiritual masters, and one of them is Tirukkachur Nambi. Okay. And Tirukkachur Nambi tells him, he went 18 times to Tirukkachur Nambi just to understand the purport of that mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And every time you go to him, and then you'll say, okay, no, not this time, come back next time. 18 times he went to him. And then he gave him the whole, then he gave him the Upadesha, Mantra Upadesha. He explained to him how Narayana is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he told him, this is secret. Don't tell anybody. If you tell someone, you'll go to hell. Then what Ramanuja does? He says, yes, yes, yes. And then he goes to the temple tower, calls everyone, and then says, chant Om Namo Narayanaya. This is the purport of the mantra. Go to Vaikuntha. And then his guru is so upset with him. He's saying, what is this? I told you, don't tell anyone, you'll go to hell. He's saying, I'm eternally ready to rot in hell. But all these people will go to Vaikuntha. His guru became his disciple. We have glorious acharyas in Vaishnava Sampradaya. Every one of them are gem. And every one of them are rare gem. Who actually understand the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, none of them are wrong. Like I was teaching Bhagavatam in Delhi. Two verses in third canto of Bhagavatam. Which there's an analogy in Bhagavatam about the fire, the spark, the smoke, and the source of fire. Okay. The source of fire produces fire. From the fire comes the spark. From the fire also comes the smoke. And then
That's how the whole relationship between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva is there. And this one analogy with the purport in the next verse actually forms the basis of the four philosophies of Sampradaya. Okay. So it is like looking at one gem from different angles and then saying that this gem is shining like this, and this gem is shining like this, this gem is shining like this, this gem is shining like this. So it's just the same gem. And everyone is appreciating the gem from a different angle. So there's nothing wrong. So that's the basic understanding we should have when we deal with the understanding of different sampradayas. And then, within those different understanding of different sampradayas, to consolidate all of them comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's all about semantics, that how things are done, that how things are explained. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And then, he consolidates the entire philosophy and then gives the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, which is the consolidating philosophy, where everything is reconciled. And then comes Prabhupada, who takes that to the entire world and explains that to the whole world. And then you and me are there as the followers of Prabhupada, followers of this glorious sampradaya. So, we have respect to all acharyas, and we all understand that they are all worshipping the same supreme person. At the same time, we have great love for our own parampara. And that's not wrong, or that's not strange. If you want to give an analogy which we can roughly understand. Motherhood is respected all over the world. And a mother is great, mother is... So this motherhood is respected all over the world. So which means that motherhood is respected. And within the motherhood, you have love for your own mother. So like that, you respect all the acharyas. And then you have great love for your own acharya. So this is not inconsistent. It's not inconsistent. Like some of the arvars, the way they have sung about Krishna, it's just Bhagavatam. Okay. So you appreciate that aspect in everybody, that everyone sees Krishna, everyone appreciates Krishna. Like Andal is singing Tirupavai. It's just, and she's... And she actually has written a nice song glorifying the Shankar of the Lord. And if you compare her sentiments in Tirupavai and also in the song where she actually glorifies the Shankar, sentiments are very close to the sentiments expressed in Bhagavatam. They're dealing with the same person. They're relishing the same thing. And everyone has his variation in relishing the same thing. And that variety makes it very nice. Because Prabhupada says, variety is the mother of enjoyment. And Krishna is Raso Vaisaha. So he wants all variety. So he has different devotees approaching him in different ways. So that he can actually enjoy the whole thing. Sometimes as Narayana, he gets so much of respect. And then as Narayana, sometimes he gets no respect. They don't even recognize him. Oh, you are there. Okay, good. So did you see Krishna? No. Okay. Be there. So the other side, people are like, you know, going gaga over Narayana. You know, Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham, Vishwadharam, Gaganashadisham, Megavarnam, Shubhangam, Lakshmikantam, Kamalanayanam, Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam, Vande Vishnum, Bhava, Bhaya, Haram, Sarvaloka Ikanatam. So somebody is doing this. And somebody is not even recognizing, oh, you're standing there, okay, it's okay, it's okay. But do you see Krishna? No, I didn't see. Okay, okay. So, Krishna is relishing this also, that Santakaram, Bhujagashayanam also. Krishna is also relishing that. is also vaisaha. He is having the whole variety. So from that point of view, everybody is glorious. Every acharya is glorious. And they all actually come with the agenda of establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. In the Arvar's work, it is very clearly written that there will come a time in the world where everyone will sing the names of Lord Hari, and they will chant and they will dance. Who is doing that? Does it look very familiar? That all people all over the world chanting the names of Lord Hari and dancing, clapping their hands. Does it look very familiar? Arvars are singing that it will happen. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there will come a time that from all over the world people will come to Mayapur and everybody will chant Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. So you see, they are all consistent in their vision. They are all very consistent in their vision. Yeah? So that's why that these things should be seen in proper perspective. And when we start seeing them in proper perspective, then we start relishing the contribution of every Vaishnava for the whole philosophical development and the understanding. And finally coming to the stage where everyone is chanting with bliss, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, I think we should stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, God Premanande.